Blog Talk Radio.
Have a really good time tonight, everybody. Welcome to this edition of Christian Talk, and it's TNT time on Christian Talk.
Oh,
and I just want to say hi to Sheila. How are you today?
I am doing so good. I'm very blessed right now, just knowing that God is with us and we're all here together to hear what God has to put on our hearts to say and bring to the people, and I'm feeling pretty blessed about that.
Amen, and so am I. We love to bring the Word of God. If the Lord give it to us, we like to give it to you. So we're going to get started, but first, of course, you know what I'm going to ask you to do. Pick up your phones and grab your computers and go to your inbox. Text your family, friends, and even some strangers if you know their numbers, okay, and encourage them to dial in right now. Our dial-in number is 646-668-8537. That's 646-668-8537. Or just click on the picture of T. Myron Tasila on Facebook or, all this week, actually. If you see the post, you can just click on it and hear the entire program, okay? And another thing, too, you can see us on Facebook Live and also on YouTube and many other social media platforms and internet TV shows. Just look for The Message of Life with T. Myron and Tasila on hsbn.tv or, like I said, on YouTube or wherever, okay? And look for it. And on other radio programs like iHeartRadio and many others, okay? So look for The Message of Life with Pastor, it'll say T. Myron and Tasila, with T. Myron and Tasila McCain. And just go ahead and listen and watch us on TV, okay? Also, if you're looking for a place to worship, come and worship with us at Church of Jesus Christ Ministry, 869 North Euclid Avenue, Upland, California, 91786, and our services are at 1:30 p.m. in the afternoon every Sunday, okay? So come and join us. You will be blessed. All righty. Okay, hey, listen, don't go away. We're going to be right back. Right now we're going to have Searchlight singing a song written by Pastor Tasila McCain called Healing Fire.
Thank you.
your sin, I've been cleansed, so I can dwell within. I have prepared a place for you to give you strength in this time and my peace of mind. Come to feel the divine wine. Let me give a say.
TNT Time on Christian Talk Radio. And you know, we're about, wait a minute, hold on. You know what that means? Oh, yeah. It is that time. We are already on TNT Time, and we're going to have a TNT moment. And like I said last week, it really lasts a little longer than a moment. But hey, nevertheless, a TNT moment. Pastor Tosila, what are we going to talk about?
Oh, we got something good on the docket. But I want to say, praise the Lord, and for to the Lord Jesus Christ, give him all the glory, all the honor and the praise. I lift my banner, my hands unto him for moving in this realm. and changing things and making things the way that he wants them to be. I heard somebody say the other day that God is not, or he doesn't need nine members to change, you know, the laws. But actually, he does, you know, because we have a free will. You got to think about it. We have a free will to do whatever we want. That's why wickedness is at an all-time high right now, because of the free will of man and man choosing the wrong things to do. And this person was perpetrating as a pastor, and he said that God doesn't need the Supreme Court to change things. If he wanted it changed, he could change it himself. Christians should not be gloating about the fact that the Lord got a victory, you know. But it says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the words of their testimony. You have to testify when God is doing good things and you see the things that the Lord is doing. You can't shut them up. If you're going to, the children that marched around Jericho, they was marching, and if they didn't shout, then the wall wouldn't have came down. So you can't shut them up, you know. And a lot of times people are being real tricky right now about Christians, telling us to be quiet and don't say anything. And that is the state of Christianity, sort of, because a lot of Christians aren't speaking up. All these billions, millions of Christians, and no one's, they're not standing out and speaking up. And wickedness has really reached into another realm, and the enemy has come down. It says, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because the devil has come down. People are taking sides, whether you are consciously are taking a side or being still and quiet about it, you still are taking a side. You either love him or you don't. And he said, if you love him, then you will keep my commandments. And actually, thou shalt not steal is one of the commandments. I mean, kill, sorry.
That's right.
Thou shalt not kill is one of the commandments. And a lot of people are considering the abortion issue as a human right, and which is true. We have a free will to do whatever we want, but there's consequences.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing.
Exactly.
You got to remember that. Consequences. And things are happening in the earth, and people are going, why is this happening and that? And why are there major diseases and famines? And it's consequences to wickedness. It's judgment is the consequence.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can fall under judgment when you are in the wrong, on the wrong side, that's the whole problem. You can easily fall under judgment. I saw where a man... These people are so tricky right now, and that's why I'm telling Christians, get in your prayer closets. Spend time with the Lord every day. Make that your first priority. It says, first, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, not our own thought patterns, our own righteousness, our own goodness. If I hear one more person say, I'm a good person, no, you're not. God is the goodness.
Yeah.
We are his righteousness. We are the righteousness of Christ. Get in your prayer closets and let the Lord cleanse you and show you who you are and what he wants to do through you and in you. Yes, you can be very righteous in Christ. You are his righteousness, but we live on his righteousness and not our own. And even Jesus said, there's not one good nor not one, not one person. But this person was perpetrating as a pastor and said, I used to be a pastor. But what I don't like is how Christians coming against homosexuality, and this is the way Christians should respond to Gay Pride Month. They should be humble to the situation. And this is the way Christians are responding to the abortion issues. They should show love and not be on any political side. This is not a political issue. This is definitely a spiritual issue. This is a light versus darkness issue. This is an issue that's been going on since the beginning of time, of the enemy trying to come against what God is doing, trying to destroy his creation. And I saw something today. It was so heinous. I'm going to go back a little bit. When I used to be a teenager, it was an elderly man that was around me in his 80s, and they didn't have CDs or videos back then. They had LPs, which were records. And this elderly man would sit in his home from 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening to 10 or 11 at night, and he would listen to these Bible LPs. And then he would try to, when it was over, he would read his Bible and he would minister. And he would say, when the end times are coming, you would see them mingle humans with animals. Then you will know for a fact that we are at the end of the age. Well, by me being a teenager, a young girl, I was like, that is just ridiculous. It's nothing like that could ever happen. And
right,
which now we know that they're hybrids. As of today, mm-hmm. I saw an article today with a pig with a human face, human hands, body parts, and pig mixed, where someone did this mess under the leadership of darkness, of the dark realm.
Mm-hmm.
And God is, mm-hmm. you think the Lord is happy with that? Do you think that God likes the fact that people are destroying each other and mingling the seed? This is the same thing that happened in Noah's Ark, why the eight had to get in the ark and separate from the rest because of the mingling of the DNA and of the seed of God. And this thing has to stop, and you guys got to pick a side. You can't just stay in the middle on some of these things. You have to go hard in the Holy Spirit and asking the Lord to change some of these things. One person wrote an article and said, just because when you're first pregnant, it's like if you had lumber or wood, it's not a house. It's just some material, lumber and wood.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go for those mm-hmm. lies. Those are lies. And Jeremiah 1:5, the Lord says, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. So that means that God knew you. He is the one that formed you into existence because you are spirit before you are body. He said, I knew mm-hmm. you, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. God knows us before we are even created, because before we're created, we're spirit. Man. And so mm-hmm. I heard this pastor and this lady talking, and after they wrote all these things, he put down unknown author to all these things about Christians in the way. I don't want you guys to be deceived. I want you guys to understand that even in Christianity, there's an operation of dark spirits that is trying to make Christians feel like if they say anything, they're not showing love or they're not being humble. And you don't humble yourself to demon spirits. I remember a couple of weeks back, I saw someone in a high place that was sick, and I prayed for him, and the Lord reprimanded me. And he said, these are wicked people. You got to discern and decide who's wicked, what's wicked. And you can't just stand in the gray and let everything just take place. It's time to stand up as a Christian. That's why I said, what mm-hmm. side are you going to be on? You got to call light, light, and black, black, darkness, darkness. And you have to see things for how they are. And in the end, when this man finished speaking and he was telling people how to nurture and take care of homosexuals, then he says that he was one himself, actually, He was a homosexual, and he was a pastor. This is demonic. Mm. And I'm telling y'all, you got to see these things. It's an operation of dark spirits have entered into the church. And this stuff has to stop. And then they put on the bottom unknown author after they tell and have Christians say, yeah, we should humble ourselves. We should show love. We should. They're playing on your emotions. You stand with what God says. If God says it's evil and it's wicked, then so be it. That's where it is. And he says it's dark as dark. Stand on the Lord's side. If it's dark, it's dark. If it's light, it's light. Don't stand in the middle and don't say, well, what if this situation and that? It doesn't matter. If he says, don't kill, don't kill. That's the whole thing. I know people that had kids out of rape, and they're pastors, and they brought many souls into the kingdom of God. Not to say that it's okay. Mm-hmm. It's just the facts. It's the facts. And so this person speaking to these Christians, and these Christians were saying, yeah, we should be this way. We should be like this and that. They were wrong, because he put up there unknown Arthur when he wrote all this stuff. And I put down, I know the Arthur of this comment is the devil, because only the devil will start inner rank fighting. And he's the accuser of the brethren. He's always trying to make the brethren feel like they are not holy enough, righteous enough, humble enough. He plays on all those things. When God is still saying his word is true, that's what we stand on. And like I said, the Lord brought that to light. He said, we overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony. And if we cannot stand up and praise our God because we have a victory and darkness was put to shame, what is going on? Now you have to have guilt because you were saying thank you, Jesus, on social media? You raised your hand and said, thank you, Jesus, Lord God. We give you all the glory because you have a victory. And now all the demons are coming out after Christians. So if this is a political fight and this is not a spiritual fight, then why are all the people coming after Christians and want to come after the Christian church? Because even the demons know that it's a spiritual fight. It's just that sometimes Christians look at things in the natural. And they don't want to see that we are in a spiritual warfare. That's why I'm saying, what side are you on? Stand on your side. Don't allow this worldly system. The Lord says if you love the world, then you hate him. You can't love them both. You can't be in two places. And you can't love this world and love God. You got to come out of her. He talks about it in Revelations. He says, come out of her, my people. Come out. He's crying for us to come out. Guess what? God has his kingdom. He has a realm for you to live in. He has a place where he wants to take care of you. He wants to heal you. He wants to make sure you have everything that you need. He is your everything. He has a place. He has a kingdom of God. There's two worlds. Sorry. One is a false reality, and the other one is reality, is the one that the Lord Jesus Christ lives in. And if you haven't found out where your footing is, that's all I'm asking the people, is to make their footing and election sure on the word of God. Stick with the word of God. Don't stick with the world's philosophies. They have systems. They have the way that they think. They say things. One person said to us, when you said you cannot kill, they said, well, God killed his son. So what kind of thinking is that? Yes, he did. He killed his son for you. God killed his son, so why can't we kill our babies? These people have gone mad. And I'm telling you, Christians, you got to get in your prayer closets. You got to spend time with your King and have an audience with him so that he can download his will into your spirit man and into your mind and your soul. If not, the way these people are thinking and acting, they will have you mentally ill. They will mess you up. They will steal your invitation. They will steal your rights. They will steal your salvation that God has set up for you, thinking and letting them mess with your mind the way that they are. It's all confusion. You read your Bible every day, and you stick with the word of God. That is what matters. What God has already said, his laws, his rules, his regulations, they're not old. I tell you that. And when the books are open and everyone is standing before the Lord, everybody's going to see who and where everyone is standing. But make your election sure in the Lord and read up and pray up, so that you'll know who you are, where you're going, and what you're all about. Be about Jesus, the King of Kings. And I'll say that, and I'll let Pastor T speak on it also.
And I'll speak on it after this. What we want you to do is keep holding on to Jesus. Here's Kimberly.
I keep holding on.
TNT time on Christian Talk, and we're here, Pastor Timar McCain and Pastor Tasila McCain. We are here with our TNT moment. Whose side are you on? That's what Pastor Tasila was talking about. Whose side? We have to take a side. People are going to have to pick a side in this hour as to who they are going to serve and who are they going to worship. As the scripture says in Joshua chapter 24, verse 15, if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And that's what we should be saying. No matter what, me and my house, we will serve the Lord. God and Satan has the same problem when it comes to mankind, and that's man's free will. It's with their free will that they take a side, the side of good or the side of evil. It's their free will. Adam and Eve made a choice. They took a side. They took Satan's side at the moment when they disobeyed God. They used their free will, and with it, with that free will, they made the wrong choice. The time has come for your faith to be tested, and you will have to make choices. You will have to take a side. Are you making the right choices now? Do you see the evil, the separation, and the influence of Satan all in our streets, in the media, on the internet, in the church, and even in your families? God will require you to pick a side. You have to, just as Moses told the people to make a choice. Exodus 32, verse 26. Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, "Who is on the Lord's side? Let him come unto me." And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. The Levites made the right choice. They took a side. They made a choice. They chose the right side, and that's the side of the Lord. Always take the side of the Lord, because it is the right side, the correct side. Even today, we must remain with the word of God, with our decisions concerning the laws of the land, political choices, the beliefs and the rules of different organizations and society's movements and fundraisers to support things that are against God's word. Don't be influenced by anyone or anything other than the Holy Spirit. If you're not alert, you will find yourself supporting something that God cannot and will not condone. You will be fighting against God. Be careful. Many people have taken the wrong side and regretted it. They were in bondage to the flesh, Romans chapter 8, verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. So make up your mind. Make a choice. Are you going to choose your flesh or God's Spirit? I always tell my daughters to not let anyone take your mind, because the one who has your mind has control. Romans chapter 8, verse 6. So letting your sinful nature control your mind leads to death, but letting the Spirit control your mind leads to life and peace. Don't make the choice of letting your sinful nature take control over your mind, because that gives Satan and demons a doorway into your very souls. He wants to put you in bondage to him. Choose a side and make the right choice. We as Christians should always choose the side of the Lord. Don't stay in a state of confusion. In Galatians chapter 1, verse 10, for am I now seeking the approval of man or of God? Or am I trying to please man? If I were trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ. Keep that in mind.
Amen.
You can't call yourself.
Hallelujah.
You can't call yourself. Yeah. You can't call yourself a true Christian if your goal is to please man. Because if you are seeking to please man, then you are in reality pleasing Satan, which means that you have taken a side, the wrong side. Mankind and demons will have you tossing and turning in your mind. keeping you confused and distracted so that you will make the wrong decisions every time. So right now, while you are sober-minded, pick a side. We encourage you to choose the Lord's side because the benefits are far greater. It is required for you to pick a side in this hour. You even have a choice as to what path you would like to take, a path that leads to life or a path that leads to death and destruction. Jesus encourages us to choose the right path, Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Enter in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. The straight gate and the narrow way is the pathway to life, and it leads us directly to the heavenly realm of God. We must stand up for what is right. We cannot afford to be fearful in this hour, because if you are fearful, then you will deny the Lord. Now, don't say that you won't, because you will. If you are fearful, you will deny the Lord. Peter was fearful, and he denied the Lord three times after he said that he would never deny him. Matthew 26, verse 35, Peter said unto him, though I should die with you, yet will I not deny you. Likewise also said all the other disciples. It was that same very night that Peter denied the Lord three times out of fear. However, Peter did repent. He repented and the Lord forgave him. And Peter became a hero of the faith and was willing this time, seriously and willing, to die for the Lord. Don't deny the Lord, for it is written in Matthew chapter 10, verse 33, but whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. The Lord also said in Mark chapter 8, verse 38, if anyone is ashamed of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in his Father's glory with the holy angels. But the Lord makes it clear to us, if we confess the Lord before men, what he will do in Luke chapter 12, verse 8. Also I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. So don't let man put fear in you to the place that you will deny the Lord or turn your back on his word in order to support a man-made agenda. Don't do it. Instead, hold on to the Lord tighter and tighter. Stay in his word and believe in him. Be strong. Be bold in the Lord and in the power of his might. Strengthen yourself in the Lord. Be encouraged and do not let man influence you to do evil against the Lord. Keep in mind that what God, the great creator, declares as sin, and I'm so glad you brought this out, Pastor Tasila, what the great creator declares as sin is sin, and what he declares as righteousness is righteousness, and what he declares as evil is evil, and what he declares as good is good. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So when you are faced with a choice, when society tells you to choose their way, vote their way, live their way, think like they think, believe what they believe, you refuse them and stand on the word of God and be unmovable, be planted deep in your faith in God, and let no man or demon persuade you to do anything or say anything that is against the pure word of God. And they will try. They will threaten you. Probably even try to beat you into submission. They will try to take away your rights. They will steal. They will steal from you or try to cut off your finances and your supplies. They will do everything they can to get you to reject the Lord, deny him, and blaspheme his holy name. But you stay strong. Stand up for what's right in the sight of the Lord. Let God's will become your will. Walk upright before him to the best of your ability. And don't move to the left or to the right, but stay in the center of his perfect pathway, his perfect will. And he will deliver you from the hands of those who hate him. He will lift you up and supply all your needs and make your pathway prosperous. He will heal you, provide for you, fight for you, and keep you in his private, secret place. Christians, don't give up and don't give in to Satan and his agenda or to man and his, and their agenda. But stay with Jesus and put your full faith, trust, and confidence in the Lord. Let every Christian man, woman, and child be ignited with the light and glory of God in this hour so that we can fight the good fight and make the right decision. And then we are able to pick the right side. Because, and we have to hear this, because the state of this world is in a bad, bad situation. It is bad when young girls is molested and gets pregnant, when a woman is raped and gets pregnant, when women have a lifestyle of fornication and continually have abortions, or when parents, husbands, and boyfriends force their women to get an abortion. It is bad when we have so many children in orphanages because their parents don't want them, or they were taken from their parents because their parents had them in an unsafe environment or for whatever reason. They're there in these orphanages and are not, and some of them not being adopted. It is bad when one nation overtakes another nation for the purpose of obtaining power, greed, and wealth. It is bad when a government allows mad scientists and medicine to create deadly diseases in order to control the population. It is bad when science start mixing the DNA of animals with humans. It is bad when you are forced into a one-world government, a one-world economy, a one-world banking system, and a one-world religion. It is bad when men start thinking that they are God. It is all wrong. And some of you who are righteous, nice, and loving people, you can't fight all of these things on your own strength. It's too big for all of us. That's why we need a power far greater than ours. And only God can deliver this world from total destruction. And that's where we are headed. This world is headed, not us, but the world that are God haters. They're headed into total destruction. We are in the last days. But I'm going to tell you this. We are starting to go far beyond the last days. We are about to enter into the day of the Lord. And that's a day of, it's a great and terrible day, the day of the Lord. You see, God winked at all of this for a long time. And now it's time for God to show himself strong for his people and judge the ungodly Jesus haters. He gave us a grace period, but time is running out, and mankind is showing no signs of repentance. Therefore, judgment must come. So call on the name of the Lord while you can. Repent, and you will be saved. You will be delivered. Let those who have an ear hear what the Spirit is saying to the churches. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You guys, hang in there. Don't go away. Pastor Tasila and I will be back. We're going to discuss a few things. We'll be back. Stay right there.
No matter what you strive for in your presence.
Listening to Christian Talk, and it's TNT time on Christian Talk. Pastor Tosila, you had mentioned somebody had said that a pile of wood, trying to say that embryo is not a baby, and so they're using the scenario: a pile of wood is not a house, cake mix is not a cake, and until you bake it, a pile of wood is not a house until you build it. And I had to tell somebody because they said that to me recently. And I said, you can't compare a human with a pile of wood, And then another place they said animals abort their babies. They kill their babies for survival. And they use this and that scenario about animals. And I said, why are you comparing yourself as a human to an animal? We are the ones that was originally created into being the likeness and image of God. Not animals, so don't compare yourself to an animal. God, I tried to tell them that God knew us. God knew us, and
what
you brought
about,
up that good
what about,
scripture in Jeremiah.
I'm so excited, but I was just thinking about what Jesus said. Have I not said that ye are gods? And he put it with small g. But he was trying to show man his uprightness. We're not in comparison to animals. animals
and then
too, birth their young, and kill their own young ones.
You know, and then, you know, you go all the way back. It's all because of the fall of mankind. That's why all of this sin is out here now. It's the fall of mankind. It's that fallen nature that's causing all of this, and Satan is using it and running with it. You know, but God still, he knew us before the foundation of the world. He knew us before we were in our mother's womb. So if God says we're living, then we're living. And when we're in our mother's womb, we are living beings. And we're developing a child when the child is born, a newborn baby, let's say a newborn baby boy. That newborn baby boy isn't a man yet. He has to develop, but he's still a living being to be developed. And the baby is inside the mother's womb. It is still a living being, a living creature. And to abort it is to murder it. And it's written, thou shalt not murder. And I know the King James Version says thou shalt not kill, which actually means thou shalt not murder. And that's what's happening. And it's for different reasons. And a lot of people come up with reasons. I heard people crying on television and all of that. And don't get me wrong. Let me tell you, we understand these situations that would cause people to not want to keep a child. Yeah, to not want to keep a child if they were raped and all that. We understand all of that. And it's a bad and terrible situation. But we have to think of the child also, because this baby is innocent and the baby is being killed. So you have to look at the whole picture. The whole thing is terrible. The whole thing is horrible. But murder isn't the answer to it. That's just the bottom line.
Yeah.
That's not the answer.
What about
when
the Lord said, don't allow someone else's sin to cause you to sin? You know,
exactly.
That's like double.
Yes.
Shepherd.
Yeah, and also I want to say to the people out there, whoever we're talking to, some of you may have had an abortion. Some of you, for whatever reason, you may have been young. It could have been some of you may have had an abortion recently, and you're feeling terrible about it. You're feeling guilty. You're feeling ashamed about it. Well, fear not. You've given your heart to the Lord. If you haven't, give your heart to the Lord and repent. Ask him to forgive you for that sin. Forgive you for that. For aborting your baby. Ask him, and he will right on the spot forgive you. And it'll be as though it never happened. He will forgive you for that. So don't keep yourself in bondage to that like Satan wants you to do. Satan wants you to be in bondage to that. You call yourself a Christian, but you had an abortion. So how are you going to speak against it? Well, you can do it because you've been forgiven. You made a mistake. You've been forgiven. And now I'm on the Lord's side. And the Lord says, don't do it. So you stand up to Satan. You stand up for righteousness. You are a forgiven person. So don't live in that guilt. Don't let Satan put that bondage upon you. You are free. You are free. And by God's grace, when the heavens and the earth become one, or when you go to heaven, you will see that baby, and there will be no charge against you. No charge at all. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
For your grace and your mercy towards all of us, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father, that anybody that had a situation, for your goodness. And probably it's good that this whole subject came up so that people can repent. Because at one point when abortions were real popular, I actually knew a girl that had 12 abortions. She used it for her contraceptives. And she would get pregnant like two times a year, maybe, or three times, and then just abort it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so, and it's over.
Yeah.
And
doing things like that is what? Go on, finish your thought.
No, you were speaking. Go ahead.
I was just saying, I know a girl that got an abortion a couple of times because she didn't like morning sickness. So she aborted the baby.
Oh, wow.
You yeah. know, so, I mean, there's different reasons why people get an abortion. And some you can see that, you know, that you could say, you could see if you put yourself in their place that, oh, my goodness, that's horrible. You know, this happened to you, then you got pregnant. Oh, you know, some of the things is understandable. But the bottom line is that it is still murder. Yeah, it is. It's still murdering an innocent being, and that's the bottom line. But if you've done it and you've repented, you've cried to the Lord, and you asked Him to forgive you, you have been forgiven. So it's as though you haven't done it at all. And so,
don't allow tormenting spirits come and torment
yeah.
you.
All those tormenting spirits, they will try.
You have to say, I am the righteousness of Christ, and that God forgave me, so who are you? And you have to really, you know, stand up for yourself in those situations and not allow the enemy to torment you. Because a lot of people are tormented by having an abortion. When you even bring the issue up, those spirits try to come back. But you have to let those demons know that you're everything that you's under the blood. It's all under the blood. Mm-hmm. Talk to Jesus about it. That's what
he is so kind.
Talk to the Lord about it.
Right. The Lord is so loving, and He understands everything. So He's so loving and understanding, and He is our righteousness now. So our righteousness is in Him. And when Satan tried to come at you, he has nothing in you because you are in Jesus Christ. So that's where it is now. We're covered by Him, His righteousness. When the Lord sees you, He sees His Son. He sees Jesus. And like you always said, Pastor Tosila, that's the only thing that matters is when you get before the Lord that He sees Himself in you. And that's what matters. And so let's keep Jesus in us. So that, you know, so that we will be pleasing continually in His sight. And we pray for all of you. And we pray for all of you, and we ask that you keep Pastor Tosila and myself in prayer as well as we step out and speak on some of these things and other issues. We don't run from them. We speak on these issues because the church has to speak. People have to know righteousness. They have to know right and wrong. And when we preach this, this also goes for us. We have to know right and wrong also. And we have to walk upright just like we are preaching or teaching you to walk upright. It works for us too. So we just want you guys to stay strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. We've got a little more than a minute left. Pastor Tosila, is there anything you want to say to everybody?
Yeah, I want to say that God's word is not a history book, and, you know, and it's not entertaining. It's just not something you read, and you take it for that time, the ancient times, but it fits for today also, and it definitely fits for today, especially the book of Revelations. The Lord says if you read it, you will get a blessing from it. And I'm encouraging all the people to read the book of Revelations. You might say, well, it's too hard, or it's just a lot of symbolism. But just read it, because if God says you're going to get a blessing, if you read it, then read it. And if you've done something that you know that is not of God, just ask for forgiveness and let the Lord heal you, because God is gracious and good and loving and kind. And He turns around and He leaves a blessing. And we want to leave one, too, to all of you guys. God bless you for listening. And thank you for tuning in. And we'll see you next week. Good night.
Good night, everybody. God bless.